Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and I want you to know that we are in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given you the Holy Spirit to indwell you and keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help encourage you along. Yes, we are in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We are here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because if we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled up with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we are in your corner. So go wake up your cousin. Go wake up your niece, your nephew. Go wake up your husband and your wife and let them all know that In Your Corner is on. Go wake them children up now. Go wake the children up. I know they're not in school right now, but that's all right. They need to get up and catch the Bible bus and have devotion with us this morning. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Let me go and get my roosters. Let me go get my roosters and wake y'all up. Come on. Wait a minute. Where my roosters at? I'm here in the chicken yard. Well, I'm at the gate of the chicken yard because I ain't going back in that chicken yard. I don't know where my rooster's at. Let me call him. Red Rooster. Benny Rooster. Benny Rooster. Well, Crow. Where you at, Crow? I don't know where my rooster's at. I don't even know where my, but I sure ain't going in that chicken yard because I ain't no step in nothing. I ain't stepping in nothing. And ain't that something? Here come the bus. Hey, y'all. Here come the bus. You better come on and catch the bus. I hear the bus. Come on. Come on. Come on, Ray Ray and Boo Boo and BB and Baby. Y'all better come on catch the Bible bus. Come on, catch the Bible bus with us this morning. Y'all better hurry up. This Bible bus is getting ready to pull off. Don't y'all hear him? Don't y'all hear him? He's blowing. You can put your wig on when you get on the bus. You can put that wig on when you get on the bus. Come on. Come on. Come on and sing with us this morning. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Come on. Even though I can't find my roosters, I'm praising the Lord.
I said, Lord, I truly thank you for opening up his eyes and mine. Then I went over to my window, and while looking through the shade, once again I had to tell him, thank you, Lord, for letting me see another. I don't know.
right, that's the mighty clouds of joy, saying everybody ought to praise his name. And that's right. I don't care what's going on in your life. You need to praise his holy name. I can't find my roosters, but that's all right. That's all right. I'm going to praise his holy name anyway. I don't know if somebody done took my roosters, if somebody done stole my roosters, but y'all bring them back. If you done stole my roosters, that's all right. I'm going to praise the Lord. Either way it go, whether you bring them back or not, or whether my rooster done walked on off. I ain't going to say somebody done stole them. I'm going to just say I can't find them right now. I don't want to accuse nobody. But right now, y'all, it's time to read the Bible. Time to read the Bible. 1 Chronicles chapter 25 through Chapter 27. 1 Chronicles chapter 25 through 27.
David, together with the commanders of the army, set apart some of the sons of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun for the ministry of prophesying, accompanied by harps, lyres, and cymbals. Here is the list of the men who performed this service. From the sons of Asaph, Zachar, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Asarelah. The sons of Asaph were under the supervision of Asaph, who prophesied under the king's supervision. As for Jeduthun, from his sons, Gedaliah, Zerai, Jeshaiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah, six in all under the supervision of their father, Jeduthun, who prophesied using the harp in thanking and praising the Lord. As for Heman, from his sons, Ukiah, Mattaniah, Azil, Shubael, and Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hunani, Eliatha, Gedaltai, and Romamtiezer, Joshbekasha, Malathai, Hother, and Mahaziath, all these were sons of Heman, the king's seer. They were given him through the promises of God to exalt him. God gave Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these men were under the supervision of their father for the music of the temple of the Lord, with cymbals, lyres, and harps, for the ministry at the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the supervision of the king, along with their relatives, all of them trained and skilled in music for the Lord. They numbered 288. Young and old alike, teacher as well as student, cast lots for their duties. The first lot, which was for Asaph, fell to Joseph, his sons and relatives, 12. The second, to Gedaliah, him and his relatives and sons, 12. The third to Zachar, his sons and relatives, 12. The fourth to Izrai, his sons and relatives, 12. The fifth to Netaniah, his sons and relatives, 12. The sixth to Bukiah, his sons and relatives, 12. The seventh to Jesarela, his sons and relatives, 12. The eighth to Jeshaiah, his sons and relatives, 12. The ninth to Mattaniah, his sons and relatives, 12. The tenth to Shimei, his sons and relatives, 12. The 11th to Azarel, his sons and relatives, 12. The 12th to Hashabiah, his sons and relatives, 12. The 13th to Shubael, his sons and relatives, 12. The 14th to Mattathiah, his sons and relatives, 12. The 15th to Jeremoth, his sons and relatives, 12. The 16th to Hananiah, his sons and relatives, 12. The 17th to Joshbekasha, his sons and relatives, 12. The 18th to Hunani, his sons and relatives, 12. The 19th to Malathai, his sons and relatives, 12. The 20th to Eliatha, his sons and relatives 12. The 21st, to Hother, his sons and relatives 12. The 22nd, to Gedaltai, his sons and relatives 12. The 23rd, to Mahazioth, his sons and relatives 12. The 24th, to Romamti-Ezer, his sons and relatives 12. The divisions of the gatekeepers. From the Korahites, Mishelemiah, son of Kori, one of the sons of Asaph. Mishelemiah had sons: Zechariah, the firstborn; Jediael, the second; Zebadiah, the third; Jathniel, the fourth; Elam, the fifth; Jehohanan, the sixth; and Eliahoenai, the seventh. Obed-Edom also had sons: Shimeah, the firstborn; Jehozabad, the second; Joah, the third; Saker, the fourth; Nethanel, the fifth; Amiel, the sixth; Issachar, the seventh; and Peulathai, the eighth. For God had blessed Obed-Edom. Obed-Edom's son Shimeah also had sons who were leaders in their father's family, because they were very capable men. The sons of Shimeah: Othnai, Rephael, Obed, and Elzabad. His relatives Elihu and Simukiah were also able men. All these were descendants of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and their relatives were capable men with the strength to do the work. Descendants of Obed-Edom, 62 in all. Mishelemiah had sons and relatives who were able men, 18 in all. Hosa the Merarite had sons: Shimri the first, although he was not the firstborn, his father had appointed him the first; Hilkiah the second; Tabaliah the third; and Zechariah the fourth. The sons and relatives of Hosa were 13 in all. These divisions of the gatekeepers through their leaders had duties for ministering in the temple of the Lord, just as their relatives had. Lots were cast for each gate, according to their families, young and old alike. The lot for the east gate fell to Shelemiah. Then lots were cast for his son Zechariah, a wise counselor, and the lot for the north gate fell to him. The lot for the south gate fell to Obed-Edom, and the lot for the storehouse fell to his sons. The lots for the west gate and the Shalukith gate on the upper road fell to Shuppim and Hosa. Guard was alongside of guard. There were 6 Levites a day on the east, 4 a day on the north, 4 a day on the south, and 2 at a time at the storehouse. As for the court to the west, there were 4 at the road and 2 at the court itself. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers who were descendants of Korah and Merari. Their fellow Levites were in charge of the treasuries of the house of God and the treasuries for the dedicated things. The descendants of Laban, who were Gershonites through Laban and who were heads of families belonging to Laban the Gershonite, were Jehieli. The sons of Jehieli: Zetham and his brother Joel. They were in charge of the treasuries of the temple of the Lord. From the Amramites, the Isharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzzielites, Shubael, a descendant of Gershom, son of Moses, was the official in charge of the treasuries. His relatives, through Eliezer, Rehabiah his son, Jesheah his son, Joram his son, Zichri his son, and Shelomith his son. Shelomith and his relatives were in charge of all the treasuries for the things dedicated by King David, by the heads of families who were the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and by other army commanders. Some of the plunder taken in battle they dedicated for the repair of the temple of the Lord, and everything dedicated by Samuel the seer, and by Saul, son of Kish, Abner, son of Ner, and Joab, son of Zeruiah, and all the other dedicated things were in the care of Shelomith and his relatives. From the Issarites, Kenaniah and his sons were assigned duties away from the temple as officials and judges over Israel. From the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his relatives, 1,700 able men, were responsible in Israel west of the Jordan for all the work of the Lord and for the king's service. As for the Hebronites, Jeriah was their chief according to the genealogical records of their families. In the 40th year of David's reign, a search was made in the records, and capable men among the Hebronites were found at Jazer in Gilead. Jeriah had 2,700 relatives who were able men and heads of families, and King David put them in charge of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh for every matter pertaining to God and for the affairs of the king. This is the list of the Israelites, heads of families, commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and their officers who served the king in all that concerned the army divisions that were on duty month by month throughout the year. Each division consisted of 24,000 men. In charge of the first division for the first month was Jashobeam, son of Zabdiel. There were 24,000 men in his division. He was a descendant of Perez and chief of all the army officers for the first month. In charge of the division for the second month was Dodai, the Ahohite. Mikloth was the leader of his division. There were 24,000 men in his division. The third army commander for the third month was Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, the priest. He was chief, and there were 24,000 men in his division. This was the Benaiah who was a mighty warrior among the 30 and was over the 30. His son, Amizabad, was in charge of his division. The fourth, for the fourth month, was Asahel, the brother of Joab. His son, Zebediah, was his successor. There were 24,000 men in his division. The fifth, for the fifth month, was the commander Shamhub, the Israelite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The sixth, for the sixth month, was Ira, the son of Ikish, the Tekoite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The seventh, for the seventh month, was Helas, the Pelonite, an Ephraimite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The eighth, for the eighth month, was Sibukai, the Hushathite, a Zerahite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The ninth, for the ninth month, was Abiezer, the Anathothite, a Benjamite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The tenth, for the tenth month, was Mehari, the Netophathite, a Zerahite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The 11th, for the 11th month, was Benaiah, the Pirathonite, an Ephraimite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The 12th, for the 12th month, was Heldai, the Netophathite, from the family of Othniel. There were 24,000 men in his division. The leaders of the tribes of Israel. Over the Reubenites, Eliezer, son of Zichri. Over the Simeonites, Shephatiah, son of Maokah. Over Levi, Hashabiah, son of Kemuel. Over Aaron, Zadok. Over Judah, Elihu, a brother of David. Over Issachar, Omri, son of Michael. Over Zebulun, Ishmaiah, son of Obadiah. Over Naphtali, Jeremoth, son of Azrael. Over the Ephraimites, Hoshea, son of Azaziah. Over half the tribe of Manasseh, Joel, son of Pedaiah. Over the half tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Iddo, son of Zechariah. Over Benjamin, Jaasiel, son of Abner. Over Dan, Azarel, son of Jeroham. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. David did not take the number of the men 20 years old or less, because the Lord had promised to make Israel as numerous as the stars in the sky. Joab, son of Zeruiah, began to count the men, but did not finish. God's wrath came on Israel on account of this numbering, and the number was not entered in the book of the annals of King David. Asmaveth, son of Adiel, was in charge of the royal storehouses. Jonathan, son of Uzziah, was in charge of the storehouses in the outlying districts, in the towns, the villages, and the watchtowers. Ezrai, son of Caleb, was in charge of the workers who farmed the land. Shimei, the Ramathite, was in charge of the vineyards. Zabdi, the Shifmite, was in charge of the produce of the vineyards for the wine vats. Baal-Hanan, the Gederite, was in charge of the olive and sycamore fig trees in the western foothills. Joash was in charge of the supplies of olive oil. Shitrai, the Sharonite, was in charge of the herds grazing in Sharon. Shaphat, son of Adlai, was in charge of the herds in the valleys. Obol, the Ishmaelite, was in charge of the camels. Jedea, the Meronathite, was in charge of the donkeys. Jesus, the Hagrite, was in charge of the flocks. All these were the officials in charge of King David's property. Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a man of insight, and a scribe. Jehiel, son of Hachmonai, took care of the king's sons. Ahithophel was the king's counselor. Hushai the Archite was the king's confidant. Ahithophel was succeeded by Jehoiada, son of Benaiah, and by Abiathar. Joab was the commander of the royal army.
All right. That was our scripture this morning, taken out of 1 Chronicles chapter 25 through 27. May God bless those who have heard His holy word this morning. All right, y'all. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all. Let's circle up. Let's circle up. Let's grab hands. Come on. Come on, Daddy. Come on, Mama. Grab the children's hand. Come on, Grandmama. Grab the grandbaby's hand. Come on, y'all. Let's pray. Come on, brother. Come on, brother. Brother and sister. Y'all hold hands this morning. Come on, let's pray. Come on, let's have a family circle and let's pray. All right, y'all, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for giving us another wonderful week. A week we didn't even earn. A week that we didn't even merit. But Lord, it's by your grace, Lord, we made it all the way from Monday to Friday. And we thank you. Oh, dear God, we thank you for all the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Like the songwriter said, that we need to count our blessings. We need to count them one by one. And we'll just be amazed at all of the blessings, the things that you have done. For Lord, you have been with us all week long. You have protected us from the seen and the unseen danger. And we say thank you, dear God. Thank you, dear God, for our transportation. Thank you for our cars, our trucks. Thank you for our transportation systems, the bus line. We thank you, dear God, for the trains. We thank you for the planes. Lord, we just thank you for even having the ability to be able to walk, dear God. And so we just thank you. Now, Lord, we want to remember Sunday morning. We want to remember, dear God, every church that's open in your holy name. Prepare the hearts and the minds of your pastors and preachers, those that's going to stand in the pulpit to preach your word. Lord, we pray that you will help them with their sermon preparation. And we pray, dear God, that you will empower them with power on high. Lord, we want to pray for every ministry in the church. We want to pray for the parking lot ministry, the greeters ministry, the usher ministry, the trustee ministry, the deacon ministry, the AV ministry. We want to pray for the children ministry. We want to remember the children classes, dear God, and the teen classes, the adult classes, Lord. Be with the teachers, be with the preachers, be with all your people, and bring that prodigal son back to church on this Sunday morning and save those that need to be saved before it's everlasting too late. And we'll be careful to praise you for it, for it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. All right, y'all. We done prayed about it. So don't you dare worry about it. Oh, I thank you for joining me this week on In Your Corner. Thank you for riding the Bible bus all week with me. Thank you. But let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember our format here at KLIT Biz. At the top of the hour, we minister in the Word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in music. So at 7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters, because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room, where I give you a Christian response to the issues of our day. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. I'll let you listen to a portion of Wednesday night, a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackle. It's a radio drama, and it'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. Then I'll let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. Folks come from all over the Metroplex to come to our Bible study. Then at 12 o'clock, if you miss any of these programs, guess what? We began to rebroadcast them. In Your Corner will be rebroadcast at 12 noon and 6 p.m. Ghostbusters will be rebroadcast 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. The Situation Room will be rebroadcast at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. A Look in the Book will be rebroadcast at 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. Unshackle will be rebroadcast at 4 p.m. and 10 p.m. And A Deeper Look in the Book will be rebroadcast at 5 p.m. and 11 p.m. And listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody about us, because we are in Your Corner!